The promise for patience and endurance comes only from you, our one and only Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you, Patrice.
No problem.
That is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com/feedback to interact with us. I got this letter from Brother Love. We were saying how I sent him some of the better letters, and he sends me some. The subject to him is episode 717. I'm just getting around to listening to Tuesday's Keith and the Girl show, Brother Love. And if you and the missus are still on the rocks, I'm happy to give you a shoulder to cry on. I'm in the East 30s, not too far away. All my best, Jennifer.
Oh.
And her Facebook picture.
Oh, my.
And
oh,
not bad. And Brother Love rates back, if by shoulder you mean vagina, then yes.
These bitches are brazen.
Good for him.
Just but brazen.
Other Keith and the Girl meetups are coming up. We mentioned one in London, right? Also, I'm being told one May 10th in Detroit and May 3rd in San Diego and L.A. So make sure you look on the forums for that, keithandthegirl.com/forums. And let me thank, by the way, oh, first, let me say this, too. I don't know if I talked about my cousin lately or it's been a while. I have this cousin. He's such a bitch. And I saw him recently. And his boss, like, beats him around.
He's very submissive, you mean.
He's submissive, but he really wants his dude's approval. And
the one with the accent? The cousin with the accent?
Yeah, he has
You have a cousin with an accent?
So do I. We
How'd
both have
that?
This. Well, we both, you know, come from Middle Eastern families. And, you know, I came here from the Middle East, of course.
Right,
and
on the boat.
I don't want to talk about what I did.
Right.
Because what we had to do is what we had to do.
That was then, this is
oh,
now.
He's not a Russian cousin?
Hey,
Why would Keith have a Russian cousin?
We're from a nondescript. We're from a nondescript country.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I come over here, and I just don't like the way he's treated. He works at a taxi company, and I'm
right.
And next thing I know, I'm being treated like a little bitch by his boss, and I got to make these little runs,
no.
These little cab runs.
No, no, no.
Oh, ugh. I don't know the way I like things are going so far. I get my hands on a weapon.
Sounds like perfect strangers.
Sounds like you don't need a second remote.
Who does? So this is what I was saying. I want to thank... I don't have the list from Spooky about people that got me the Xbox 360, but I know Duel and Tech Andrew were a big supporter, so thank you.
Very cool.
And I thank the rest of you. I'm sorry that I don't have the names. But I do have the new Grand Theft Auto 4.
How you liking it?
I am upset my cousin's a little bitch in it. but I am gonna help my cousin out, and me and Val are going to have some problems.
I was watching you play some of that. That video game is so wrong.
It's creepy.
It's so wrong.
Is it that point where it's too real?
It's crazy. It's like McNally was playing, and I walked right. in, and I was like, and he passed by. He was running past by this guy, and I'm like, punch him in the face. And McNally's like, okay. Mm-hmm. He turns around, punches the guy, and then the guy's like, no, no, and he runs away. And then McNally starts attacking people, and they could see that he's coming. So, like, one girl starts running away, and she's
That's
a runner.
So weird.
And he beats her down, and she's and they speak, like, for real. I don't remember what she said, but she could have said something like, I've had
oh,
enough.
No.
Or, like,
yeah.
Really creepy.
I remember the old Grand Theft Auto, the one on PC, where basically you drove around, got out the car, beat a hoe's ass, and got back in the car. Now it's this whole sort of sub-game where you live a life, and...
It really... The
you can
whole
go
game
on for ages.
Feels and... you. It's very, what very
do you,
bizarre.
What do you win? Is there a princess or something at the
Respect.
End? Respect. Okay.
Well, no, you definitely. It's a. There's definitely an end to it. You follow the missions.
But you could really stretch it out if you wanted to.
You can, and you can also not do missions and take a rocket launcher to police headquarters.
Now,
sure.
You are.
Just like life. They should call these video lives.
You're pimping around and beating hoses' asses and all
of
that
course.
Stuff. Can someone else like team up with you and together, or is it a singular thing?
Like you mean online or something?
Yeah.
You can. I do have the wireless. A wireless thing coming where I can get online and I'll give you guys my name. So
when you get one.
Gamer tag when the people can play along. But I assume then maybe together.
That's an element of the game.
Yeah. Maybe we can kebab a chick. I don't know what you can do in the live area.
Keith, I didn't even know that would have been an option.
I didn't know that the fucking chicks then beating them to get your money back was an option.
Hey.
But you know what? It's a new world.
Gotta keep them honest.
And this is the next generation of game systems.
Did you like it?
I do like it. It's very yeah. hard. It's a little hard. There's more, so it's harder to figure out the controls. I think I picked up the old one faster.
Let me tell you what Spooky's trying to do, because Spooky picks one thing about you, right? And I think I might be the only girl he does that to.
And he rides
but he
it.
Picks one thing about you, and he tries to fuck it up, all right?
Wow.
Yeah.
that wasn't the angle so, I was going for.
Now, maybe I'm exaggerating, but he'll be like, so your man has the Xbox now. Are you feeling him leave you? Like, things like that. You know, like, he'll just IM me. He's like, he's playing it right now, isn't he? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, he's going to be playing it all night. I think you just lost yourself a boyfriend.
Thank you.
And then this morning, as soon as I open up my IM, he's like, when'd your man go to sleep? I'm like, with me last night. Thank you very much. And Spooky, next time you ask me shit like that, I'm going to be like, we didn't go to sleep together. We fucked a little bit. We went a little bit of doggy style.
You'll have to lay down. You'll need a fainting couch. I know. If you say that to him.
Like, don't come at me.
I'll tell you about my vagina.
Yeah, I'll tell you when Keith went to sleep after he came. You like it?
Oh, poor Spooky. He wouldn't be able to structure that properly. He might smoke might come out his head. He would finally see the circuit board
right
on the inside.
But he's waiting for smoke to come out of my head. See?
You guys are like children trying to one-up each other. Next time you see Spooky and, like, you shake hands hello or something, go, you don't want to shake my hand. Keith, let me put it this way. Keith came to bed on time last night.
Wow.
Spence from upstate right now. So how soon is episode one of Keith and the Xbox 360?
It does everything else. I'm sure there's like a right, left, up, down, and boom, the whole Xbox has its own podcast.
Later on, further, Fooey's also playing the game, says later on in the game, the characters start going, it's not a game, I'm real, please stop. Stop it. You're being confused. Sony's lying to you. Actually, it's Microsoft. I don't know what it is.
What are you talking about, but whatever.
I don't know what it is.
But actually,
I do know this. The latest Keith and the Girl TV show has been out a day or two. Episode number
11. Wait, before you go into that, I'm sorry. Spooky apparently is listening live, and he chimes in. Did he try and take his money back after? Yes.
Keith and the Girl TV 11 with Deuce and Spooky. Episode 11, Chris is writing in, is the best by far, the greatest TV show you've done to date. Brilliant. Have a great day.
Nice.
I will, and thank you. So make sure you subscribe to those feeds. We also have the Derby episode should be coming up. But right now, of course, Spooky versus Deuce 2. And in my hands, the new Glamour magazine with Keith Malley is out now.
Woohoo!
Right on the cover, 9 things that make a guy worship you in bed.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, Christ. And then Relic was over and said, really? There's more than two?
what are the two?
Well, I don't know, titties, vagina. I don't know. Pick
and you're
one.
In
mouth,
the bed,
vagina.
Yeah.
I don't.
Fucking sucking. There's not.
Are we going to read this because do they go suck his cock, touch his balls?
Yes, it's Glamour. You should read Cosmopolitan.
Like
Cosmopolitan is
not.
Everything but draw like a pin the tail on a donkey.
Seriously?
Diagram. This is a penis.
What new thing? I mean, I know I recently learned that you have to like actually blow on the penis as part of the blow. I don't. Patrice,
you
is
said
a home
that like you just figured out Greenland ice.
Well, no, you're supposed to like
Iceland green.
Tell me you blew air on a penis before. Oh, pimping. All right, sure. I take that shrug as a she did it before. This is new to me.
I love that Keith's right across from the loo bed.
Oh, right. That's true. In the magazine, KY right across from
new,
me.
New KY.
I told him, I said, this is a weird question, but you said you can use me however you want. I don't want to be doing ads. And it looks like I'm endorsing KY
it
across
does,
the page.
Does.
I don't like it. But I do look at this page that says, you know, 9 ways to make sure you keep your man. And I don't. It's fucking communicate.
So not get him, but keep him.
It's
what's
look
the
at
difference?
It. It's like a book I'm supposed to read.
Yeah.
Please.
No. But what?
We're not that complicated.
If I have to do 9 different things to keep you, maybe you should go.
2 things. 1, suck. 2, fuck. Repeat as necessary.
Yeah. I don't know. I think like there's an option of 3. Make them a sandwich.
See, I was about to say, who's going to make the sandwich afterwards?
The sandwich is key. It throws you over the
it's
top.
It's important. You got to have protein.
It makes you not lie on a lie detector test.
That's true.
Newsy, a resident homo. Blow
he,
on,
what
blow
does he
on,
know? He kisses penis.
Blow on the dick when it's wet. Send my girlfriend
See,
some hints.
He's gay. When you say it, it's weird. And rude. Slightly rude.
All right, so here it is. I don't mind the picture.
Picture looks great.
I told you, it's a very sassy picture.
I have my head in my hand, like, hey, fucking got me.
Hey, what are you gonna
do? What do you want?
Well,
you
the
want
rest
the
of the
truth?
Dudes,
I'll give you the fucking truth.
They're just full of lies, the other dudes.
Right.
Oh, did they get caught in lies?
They're just, like, bullshit answers. Like, they've been trained. They're scared enough of the girlfriends that they can lie on cue.
It just says, what's the truth, yes or no, and it just and it's circled yes, mm-hmm. no. It doesn't really necessarily say.
You have
I,
to read
I,
the cap. The
Well, here, here's cap. The main thing.
Wait, but let's just make sure that people know it's May, but this is the June issue. It's
magazines come out a month forward.
So stupid. It's got Jessica Simpson on the cover, so just look out for that. It's the June issue.
Men tell the truth. This is the Men's Sex and Love Relationship Report, by the way, on page 128. It is, you might say, a moment of national suspicion. The presidential race is in full-on spin mode. Really, who can you trust? Hollywood stars inexplicably look younger by the day. Me? Plastic surgery? No. And then there's Fox's hit game show, The Moment of Truth, where ordinary people take lie detector tests that reveal their dirtiest secrets, while we sit at home wondering, he looks nice enough, so what's my guy hiding? Hold that thought. We found five men brave enough to visit Daniel Rybakov at International Investigative Group Limited, a polygrapher who grilled each guy on sex, love, and the lies men tell. And guess what? When you attach them to lie detectors, guys don't lie. Here, The Secrets They're Not Keeping Anymore by Tiffany Blackstone. Number one, not me. This is a different guy. This is Vivaldi Jean-Marie. He's 32 years old. He's a professor.
First secret that he's gay.
Now I see why we're on the same page.
I am so glad they didn't pick that outfit out for you.
It's a pink shirt and a sweater vest thing.
All of these outfits are a lie, like you said. Originally, when we were talking about glamour. I mean, if this was telling about the guy and whatever, I don't know why they put you in a tie when you were going to say the most vulgar things in the world.
I think they were going for the idea of, like, you're being interrogated, and usually that's within a court setting, and then you
I
have
guess
a suit,
but
possibly.
What's the guy next to him on the page,
they dressed him like a queer.
It's the gayest outfit ever.
They
it's
queered
so
him up.
Gay
and you could tell he wouldn't wear that because he's kind of sitting there like, hey,
I think if they tried to put that on,
like, he has church clothes on,
it would blow up.
I don't think Keith would fit into it. It would just sort of hang odd.
Yeah, maybe because we said he's 6'2 and is like kind of a big guy.
Plus I don't see Keith in white pants.
That outfit is really
grown,
like,
men
just
in white pants. There are three things I don't abide by: grown men in white pants, grown men licking ice cream cones outside. You know how I feel about that. I've had that conversation before. I don't like that shit. It's not okay. You have to be over 65 because then it's cute.
It if becomes like a child again.
If you're 26 and you're outside licking a Mr. Softy, we have an issue. I don't like that.
What's the third thing?
I can't remember right now because the second thing got me very upset. I really don't like it. Same thing for Bomb Pops. Save it for the house. Any kind of frozen sundry that you have to lick like that and it's in a phallic shape, take it home. I don't
and that's
need
just for men,
industry,
right?
Just for men.
Okay. By the way, I'm looking. Like, Zomiak has a good point. Notice how all the people interviewed in these types of articles always have incredible jobs. No one is unemployed. And that's a very good point. There's five of us. Me and another guy take up one page, and then three other guys for a total of five. Three guys take up the other page. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the jobs. Vivaldi Jean-Marie, professor. Keith Malley, internet talk show host. Anthony Rotello, computer programmer. Greg Dixon, web designer. Michael Dedora Jr., raider. It is like all hip.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Everyone has the hip 20-something
Well, who
career.
Else is going to have time in the middle of the day to do that photo shoot? You
people
need
that
to go
are unemployed.
To.
The investment bankers are trying to keep our economy afloat. They were not around to be interviewed. Plus, they lie.
Here's the thing about this article. It is really good. It definitely shows a picture of Keith, says my name, his name, all that stuff. But I feel like we have to jump through hoops a little bit, right? So I don't know that we're going to answer all these things unless for sure they say Keith Malley of the Keith and the Girl show.
That happened at work. Vogue did a whole article. I think they gave them almost $3,000 to $4,000 worth of goods. And they actually literally the last paragraph, you know, when it says continue to page 700, like the second to last word in the article, they said the name of the company with no explanation.
But this isn't even the name. It's like you would have to look up the internet, whatever.
You have to talk to them first about your brief.
I think from now on, if this happens, we're going to be like, look, we'll do it. But you have to write Keith and the Girl in there somewhere.
So here it is. Vivaldi says. Vivaldi, by the way, and his wife, Brina, have a 5-month-old daughter. Before he got married, several of his relationships ended because of, quote, boredom and predictable sex. The question, have you lied to get laid? The answer, of course, yes. I've said I love you, told women they're special. Men say these things, and then sex ends, the hormones subside, and they ask, okay, so I mean it? Have you ever fantasized about other women during sex? Yes. Women should accept that it happens. If someone on the street catches my eye, my brain unconsciously goes there later during sex with Brina.
Unconsciously?
Unconsciously.
I don't mean it.
It intensifies. It intensifies my desire.
His brain files everything.
Do you want a second child? No. My daughter's magical and Brina wants another, but raising two kids would be why is that so shocking?
Is he raising Harry Potter?
I just feel like his wife is fuming right now because his wife thought that she would be able to change his mind about it. If a woman in a relationship wants two babies and the guy wants one baby, that's a huge deal.
I think, but you run up on that less in New York, though, because people understand it's a financial and a time thing, too.
The woman is going to win. I say an update of this man in a couple years, the woman's pregnant.
They got another kid.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My daughter's magical, and Brina wants another, but raising two kids would be expensive, and I'm not sure I can take the morning sickness and her crying over clothes that don't fit again.
Wow.
Oh, extra. That's
extra. So it's like half cash and half you?
Oh, my God.
You're not a nice pregnant person. How about that?
Well, you know what? She's carrying his baby. You could have been a bit more gentle.
Oh, really? How long can you ride that excuse?
You can ride that excuse for as long as I get a year to take
the
fat
off.
You could.
No, I'm not talking about the fat. I'm talking about being a total and complete cunt the whole time you're pregnant.
I'm sorry.
File it away to being hormones and go in a room by yourself.
Did you say I only get that excuse for so long?
No, you can have it for a year after.
I get it forever. Who is a girl to decide how torturous they were to the guy? You know what I mean? If the girl bothers the guy, then that's how much the girl bothered the guy.
No.
I don't
no
want to do
there's
it again.
Any gauge on that. I'm saying that she doesn't get that as an excuse necessarily.
She? Am I misunderstanding something? She doesn't get it as an excuse.
No, because you're pregnant. You have to be a total cunt.
You
Calm
guys
down
are on the
bit.
Same side.
Okay, good. Here's Keith Malley, 34 years old, internet talk show host.
I think you do get to be a cunt a little bit.
No, I'm not saying you don't, but being balls out, I'm a cunt all day, every day,
you don't
get to do that.
You don't
just because you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant, and now I don't even have to watch anything.
Right.
But when guys stub their toes, they're fucking little pricks.
That's true.
So she stubbed her toe for 9 months. She
but
needs
that whole,
to calm down.
I'm pregnant, and you don't understand. No, I don't understand. And guess what? I can't get pregnant either, because I'm sure he would get pregnant, so she wouldn't have to because she's such a bitch.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's only because it's not an option at this point in time. You don't get to ride it that hard.
Keith and his live-in girlfriend, Hemda, have been together for 6 years. The worst thing he's done dating-wise, quote, I stayed with a woman because her apartment was nice.
That literally made me laugh out loud last night.
This was actually fact-checked,
mm-hmm.
and it's still wrong. I live with a girl, mm-hmm. and I was using her, yes, because I didn't have a place at all. Not just because the place was nicer.
Oh, because it was indoors.
And I honestly think, they're both scumbaggy. But I really think my way is a little less scumbaggy.
You were surviving.
I was surviving. Exactly. I wasn't like, your place is better. So plus, if you did want to make it worse, you could have said it lasted a year. Not I stayed with it. You know, a year is a long time.
Well, there's 9 ways to do that, so keep going.
Anyway,
they didn't fact check everything, and that was one of the things that they did. Why don't you get that right?
How did they fact check that?
They sent an email and goes, are these facts right?
Is it okay to write these quotes?
Oh, I thought you meant to her.
Did I use you?
That would have been awesome. How long did Keith Malley live with you? Did he enjoy your company that entire time?
You said you guys really never went out together. Is that actually true? In a year, you never went out together? You only ate together once inside, and it made him laugh. Is that true?
What?
Yeah, we only ate one time.
No, I understand. Why did you laugh? What made you laugh about it? Was it?
It was so ridiculous that we were sitting there eating together. It's ridiculous. No, it was like a nice meal, like a nice home cooked meal. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, isn't this funny? Like, look at us.
And her response?
Hey, yeah, it's funny. Question, if you met your ideal beauty, would you dump Hemda? The answer, no. My ideal before Hemda, now this is a quote, which by the way, I didn't say at all.
Okay.
My ideal before Hemda, who has dark hair and eyes, was blonde hair, green eyes. But now Hemda is my type. The woman you love becomes the hottest to you. I did not say that.
Did you say some variation thereof?
Yeah, I
know where they get it from. Yeah, but I think they're kind of missing the point.
They sassed you up.
Right.
Take a breath.
Thank you. If I described what the hottest girl to me was, it would have been, whatever.
Blonde
whatever
hair,
model.
Mid-90s Pamela Anderson.
Sure.
Okay.
Everyone puts you with Pam.
I know.
But sure. Not now, Pam. She's all crazy.
Okay.
Baywatch first season, Pam.
Yes.
Okay. So then I see Hemda and I like Hemda.
Right.
But she did. But this is saying like, well, I ended up loving her insides And now I made myself like
Let's
the outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not what
I'm
saying.
But what you just said was too long to write in that space. So they had to just...
Well, he just took too long to say it. But that's true. It was concise enough. You can make that concise enough.
But I met Chemda, and although she wasn't my type, I liked that right away. Not whoever you love is most important to you. That kind of changes the answer.
So it should be what your type is in your head and what your type is in actuality can be two
Could
different
be different.
Things. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ever cried over a relationship?
They love this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, changed. They wrote, it's called love. If a guy cries in front of you, you're special to him. For me, the tears come when things are beautiful, not bad. Chemda's a singer, and I've welled up when she's on stage. They wrote, like, hey, you know, have you ever cried? And I said, yes, Glamour, it's called love. Someday you'll figure it out, something like that. So they took that part, where it's called love, and mixed it with an old part where, yes, if I cry in front of a girl, that means she is special. And I think putting it together kind of changes it.
I think they ruined your joke.
For me, tears come when things are beautiful, not bad. Tears come when things are bad, too. I don't know.
It's so weird. You had to do homework on when you tear up.
I think I tried too much.
There was no point. Entire email just on when he cries, when he doesn't cry, when was the first time, when was the first time I caught him crying, does he ever cry to me? Like, there was a whole email.
They like dudes and crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, have you ever paid for sex? No. I finished in my pants at a strip club, but don't consider that sex.
Now that's your words.
Most men realize how unreal these women and the situation are.
I like that for the first time in my adult life, I saw finished in quotation marks.
Right, right.
And my eyes just went nuts a little bit. Like, that's funny.
They were being graphic and cursing up a storm day.
Like,
and
it's
I'm
an
like,
unheard of term. Like, no one in the universe has ever used it. And you just made up the term finished.
Right.
Like, no, we don't know what he means by that. But
right. But they're not writing coming, all, you know, for anybody else. Oh, well. Men realize how unreal these women in situation are. No, that was in response to why women shouldn't be mad that guys go to the strip clubs.
Oh.
Not, I don't consider it sex because these women are unreal. I don't think that makes as much sense as what I said. I don't know. I expect to be twisted around, I guess, is my point.
Well, at least they didn't put you in white pants.
So I'll read what these other people said, but quite frankly, maybe they didn't say it at all. Oh, by the way, there's, you know how they have like the little bars next to the names. Truth number one next to the first guy said, men fantasize about other women during sex. I got men cry over relationships. This other guy, Anthony Rotello, he gets truth number three, men worry about their looks. Anthony's been in only one serious relationship, but isn't much of a casual dater. If I really like you, we'll hang out, he says. Otherwise, I'd rather go out and be an idiot with my friends. Do you ever worry that...
I wonder he's reading it and going, I said be an idiot with my friends, but I meant like...
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sure he said I like being an idiot
Spend
with
time,
my friends,
hey,
but yeah.
It's the good-looking question, is he not particularly good-looking, or that would be an accurate question
to
ask?
No, he's probably overly metrosexual. I don't have it in front of me, but Fooey from Tulsa says, they took what Keith said and put it in glamour speak.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, they bitched it.
Do you ever worry that women don't find you attractive? Yes. Why do you think most guys work out? Being healthy has never crossed my mind as a reason to hit the gym. Mm. I don't obsess. I think I'm pretty good looking, but if I find a woman really attractive, then yeah, I worry. If you were in a serious relationship and the woman gained weight, would you dump her? No. I would hope our relationship was about more than appearance. I probably wouldn't find her as physically attractive, but I would still love her.
Then he doesn't know that not finding your mate physically attractive could lead to a breakup. You can't just say that's not a part of it because I love her.
I think he can say that
because
it hasn't happened to him, so that it's
not
a lot. Yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Have you ever hit on a friend's girlfriend? No. Most guys I know date above average looking women, so you'd have to be blind not to notice them. But there's a line you don't cross with friends. Men do have some morals, unless you're from Jersey. What? I didn't understand. All right. Number four. Truth number four.
One day. Just one day. That's all I want. Because how do I always end up involved? Why, do you wait till Thursday?
No, it's not your friend.
Oh. I was about to say.
Did she move to Jersey or something?
I'm trying to stay clean. I'm off the drug.
That's what's great when I sneak something in. Everybody thinks it's them.
I love when you do it every once in a while. I have to look around and go, what happened?
That one was beautiful.
That was...
Thank you.
Put a little extra on that, Keith, because he was still looking at the page. I kind of believed you for a second, and then I remembered who was talking. It was a lot.
If you're one of these four guys or know one of these four guys in this magazine, drop me an email, because I want to hear how you were talked to.
Yeah.
Greg Dixon's 26. He's a web designer. Truth number four.
I bet we can find him. He's a web designer?
Yeah. Come on. Men lie about the way you look. Greg,
what?
Oh, is this teacher? Is any girl listening to this older than 25, older than 21, older than 4? And learning anything?
You are a princess.
Let's just end it.
No, you are. You're a princess. You are magical.
I am.
Greg Dixon's 26, and he says, Greg and his fiance Crystal have been together for 8 years, and he says they have an open, honest relationship.
Why haven't you asked her?
What she told him, that they have an open, honest relationship.
Right, and you tell him that. I might tell a little lie now and then, but nothing big. But that's nice and open and honest.
No, serious.
Have you ever lied to a woman about her looks? Yes. Most of the time I tell Crystal the truth, gently, like, well, that dress doesn't look as nice as the other one. But at times, yes, it's been easier to lie than hurt a woman's feelings. Of course. Have you ever paid for sex? No. A friend once bought me a lap dance, but unless the stripper is touching your genitals, it's just a dance. If you know your man's a good guy, you shouldn't be jealous. Men get annoyed when their girlfriend isn't confident about things like this.
That's why they didn't put yours in.
You
said
the
same thing. No, because you guys said the same thing, but you said finish in your pants, and that's a better quote for you.
Yeah, they probably sort the text for the best.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm just saying that would be redundant. They got it from somebody else.
Would you still find Crystal attractive if she gained weight? Yes. When I met her, she was actually a lot bigger than she is now, and I loved it. Then she lost weight. I find her attractive either way, but there's still something about a woman with a little meat on her bones. Still, I love her no matter what. I don't know if it's a coincidence he's black.
I think it would have been interesting to see the girlfriends.
That's true. They should have had a picture of the girlfriends. Him, I believe, because he met her heavier. But a guy...
To go from up to down as opposed from down to up.
Yeah.
But he is saying he liked it before.
Well, he's saying he likes it either way, I think.
So he's probably telling the truth more so than the other guy who doesn't know that he's lying yet.
Yeah. She probably still has meat on her bones. Just because she lost weight doesn't mean she doesn't have an ass.
Truth number five. Just because a man has cheated doesn't mean he'll do it again.
Shit. Who's getting shit?
This is Michael DeDora Jr., 25. He's a writer. Busy all the time. Constant work. Michael says he's a serial short-term monogamist. There's been nothing serious since he broke up with his girlfriend of 7 years, Kimberly, at 22.
He broke up with her at 22?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't
20.
Count.
That's a lot of years before you're
old
enough to
date. Yeah, they were together. 15. Who cares?
He confesses to floating a few little white lies while in a relationship. I hurt a woman's feelings about something as minuscule as checking out a hot girl across the room.
Dixon is all over our feedback already. I have his address in the Bronx. I have his phone number. I have his website. I found him.
That's what I mean, I'm getting LifeLock. These people are nuts.
Jeremy and Newsy found him, but he's
I knew
found.
Jeremy be involved.
Your ex wants to know, when you broke up with her, you said, it's me, not you. Did you mean it? Yes, but breaking up is hard, and saying that stops the discussion. I wish I had explained another reason, boredom. Talking might have saved us. I wish Kim had pushed us more.
So it's Kim's fault.
Yeah, I wish Kim had pushed us more.
But you didn't like it. You were bored. And it's 7 years and you're 22. This is stupid.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to be pushed? The girl doesn't even know what she's doing. You guys are still making out under the bleachers.
I wish she pushed me to take my driving test. Would you cheat if you knew you'd never get caught?
Yes.
No.
I'm bullshit.
I still feel guilty about how are you girls going to learn anything? These people, we were hooked up to lie detector tests.
I don't give a shit. You were with us since you were 15. That's not even cheating. That's the first chance.
I still feel guilty about the time I told a girl that I went to sleep next to her after she passed out.
He's gay.
When I was really hooking up with her neighbor. I'm more mature now, and most guys with girlfriends don't.
Wait,
what bitch sleeps that hard? Who sleeps that hard?
Wait, he said I was sleeping next to you the whole time, but he went to the neighbor's house and had sex?
Don't pants make noise.
I still feel guilty about the time I told a girl that I went to sleep next to her after she passed out when I was really hooking up with her neighbor.
Oh, she passed out.
Right. I'm more mature now, and most guys with girlfriends don't hit a bar looking to cheat. But if you've been dating a woman for only 3 months and go out with someone else, is that being unfaithful? A lot of men don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. So there it is. There's the big secret. Now you know.
Keith, I'm just feeling all resolved and full of answers.
What'd you learn?
Nothing.
All right.
Good job. I learned that every man is an individual.
So that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll post pictures from the glamour shoot.
I thought I said smarter things.
I'm sure you did, Keith.
That's what hurts me.
But women aren't looking for smart.
Internet radio show.
That was really... I mean, there's an actual word for it. Assholes.
Asshole.
No, there is a word for it. It's called podcasting. Why can't you write a podcaster?
Maybe because they had to dumb it down for the audience who don't know what that is.
Look it up.
Who's looking up anything?
First I don't have a glamour fucking...
magazine.
Whatever.
remember their pasta with salmon, though? That was very good.
That was good.
I did enjoy that.
You guys are shitty interviewers, but ooh, awesome catering.
And that maybe they were mad at me because they had this whole snack thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, go ahead, take whatever you want. And then I realized it's like a dollar or two for each, and they charge them. And I'm like, really? Well, I'll take one of fucking everything. Maybe they were mad that, like,
that we racked up their coffee bar bill.
What should have been coffee and a cookie was $42.
Don't offer.
It really was. It was like a coffee bar, and there's some candy and whatever. I had two cappuccinos, and he's like, oh, I haven't tasted these bars. It was like, I'll try the strawberry and the chocolate.
Apricot. I know
what
I'm not
going to... my good man.
Right. I know I'm not going to like that, but when am I ever going to, you know, get this for free? And they go, okay, tally mark. And then later
I
realized...
you do have a thing with trying new foods.
And then I said, why don't you tip yourself, too? 4 tally marks.
How are the kids doing? They're still in college?
Here's somebody asking a question. Priyanka writes, today I'm at work and
what?
Someone... Priyanka.
Oh.
That's like before Bianca. Mm.
Today at work, someone was looking at porn on their computer. What should I do?
Mind your business.
Look away.
When they noticed I was there, they switched the screen quickly and acted like it didn't happen.
Rightfully so.
I feel weird about it. I have to work for this guy. He sends me out on tasks, and I have to report back to him about the different tasks he puts me out to do.
And now you can't because you know he looks at titties?
Is porn at the workplace illegal? Should I report him? If someone objectifies women like that on the computer, is it sort of a threat that they could be objectifying me to?
No, come
what
on.
Should I do?
Come on. No, come on.
A, if it's his workplace...
By the way, stop reading Glamour magazine. You
know, it's not necessarily
that's Cosmopolitan.
It's not necessarily he's the boss, but he's in charge of her.
Higher.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that means he's her boss. He's got say on.
I mean, it's not his work.
Well, no, there's someone else she could go to as far as HR and saying something. But I would just say it's inappropriate. His bad, and call before you come back to the office.
I don't know. Would you really stop someone?
No, you could tell this girl has a hang-up period about porn, and she thinks porn objectifies women, instead of the point where nobody's making the women do this.
You know they give checks out for that, right?
They give checks out for that. Maybe
this is
she
not
didn't
a volunteer
know that.
Position. You know, they don't think they're there for Habitat for Humanity and oops,
right,
porn.
This woman...
You said we were building a house. Okay.
You know what? You shouldn't still what? Have to see it at work, right?
No. That is not the
compared
right scenario.
Compared to cursing.
Be viewing your porn.
I understand that. But this woman, if she can snap her fingers, would get rid of all the porn in the world. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't understand that a whole bunch of women will be knocking on her door going, fuck face. I get money
this
to put cock
skill.
In my mouth.
This was my skill.
Now you have to fucking give me money. I'm unemployed, bitch.
It wasn't his best move. It was inappropriate. He should write an apology email
however,
of some sort.
However, I understand that your workplace is your workplace.
Right.
But you got to pick your battles.
Right.
He changed the screen. He's obviously embarrassed.
Leverage this into something else.
He's like, shit.
Exactly.
I'll be back when I get back.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, you do have a little upper hand now.
Mm.
You do.
And if you get caught again, you will be disgusted. Just say, I'd rather not see that.
Yeah.
I'd rather not see that.
It's not the right space for that, and, you know, keep that on your time.
You don't have to turn it into a big thing, but there's nothing you can do, you know? He's looking at porn when you're not there.
Oh, I love our audience. Raggerty says, report him if you hate him, get naked if you like him. Mm. Lebowski says, how is this person possibly listening to the show?
That's
a point. Jess NYC says, tell her to keep her mouth shut. I clicked the link that types penis, and it's not my fault porn happens.
Jesse Booth.
Now, you can tell porn just disgusts you. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you could do. You can even tell him, like, I don't like seeing that. Now you have a little upper hand at work.
Oh, definitely.
But who cares?
It's
who
like
cares?
Little. It's like he's little minor. It's another little minor thing that
he's
you
not
maybe
go ahead, sorry.
That you maybe saw at work, and you can't be the tattle teller, you know, right. Like the,
as an adult. No.
Yeah. I mean, if things get, if he went, hey, take a look at this.
Or if he literally had his penis out.
Yeah.
Different.
I mean, yeah, it's still your workplace. You're there most of your life.
And also, what are you considering porn? There's some regular websites you go on and they'll have right. bikini pictures or whatever. There's something. It's still not appropriate for work, but it's not necessarily
right.
porn.
And by the way, since you walked on him, he's now being more careful right. because that oh, yeah. jolted him a bit.
And another point about the objectifying. Do you realize how much power these women actually have? They're objectifying this fucking jerk off at his workplace. That's what they're doing.
He's now in a whole situation. He's in a situation because of this.
When he's we got to give someone a raise because of them.
The dudes aren't in charge at strip clubs. Mm-hmm. And if you're some woman, you're going to email your point. I won't listen because I'm the guy and I'm telling you what's going on. We're the ones not with the upper hand.
I think from the woman's point of view, a lot of women think like it just feels nasty, you know. But you have the option to do that, and men don't. And I don't know.
Right.
You chose a path. What can I tell you? There's a guy sitting at some desk somewhere crying that he wishes he could strip.
And it has nothing to do with his job. wishes he could strip.
And I believe I said it best when I was quoted in Glamour magazine.
In June 2008 issue?
June 2008. When I said, most men realize how unreal these women and the situation are.
Yes. Right.
I think you're wrong that most men. I thought you were saying most
no,
women.
No, most women do not realize.
You're not wrong, babe.
So don't worry. Don't worry about him at all.
He's shitting his pants more than you could ever be offended.
Zomniac from Detroit says, was it the Keith and the Girl forums porn thread, and or was he wearing a Keith and the Girl t-shirt? Mm. Was it a Wednesday? So many questions unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe it was an accident. Maybe he wasn't purposefully, because Boston Laurie sends me emails sometime, and I have to literally tell her, I'm at work. Mm. Born a bitch.
I think it's not an accident, but it could be. You know what I mean?
That would still be your fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're doing that on company time.
But she was at work, too. Why are you sending me vaginas painted as smiley faces? What's wrong with
you? I'd fire both of you. Don't get me wrong. In a heartbeat.
We are trouble.
It should be a life HR, because I'd call him tonight on both of you.
My man is so sensitive.
Who's ready for to bring back the classic game, Guess the Color?
Woohoo! Okay. I've missed Guess the Color. I'm really good at it.
All right. An aspiring record label owner is singing the blues after he was arrested last week for allegedly trying to pass a $360 billion check at a Fort Worth bank.
Well, it's not Asian and it's not Jew.
Because you said Fort Worth.
Jews, I say they're trying to cash a check that's wrong. Come on.
Can we get a name?
Yes, you can. Employees at the Chase Bank at 8601 South Holland Street, because that's very important, grew suspicious after seeing all those zeros, 10 to be exact, and called the check's owner. The woman said the suspect, Charles Ray Fuller, 21 years old, of Crowley, is her daughter's boyfriend and that he did not have permission to take the check or cash it.
Now, R-A-Y, Ray.
R-A-Y, yes.
Okay. I'm going to reserve my vote because I know the answer. Hemda?
It sounds very white to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to say Puerto Rican.
Mm.
What are Puerto Ricans doing in Texas, Hemda?
Ew, damn it, you're good.
No, you got to look at the location.
Damn it, you're good.
It's a Chase bank, so it's a little bit more upscale.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has a thingy in Chase.
No, the woman whose girlfriend is the daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's what Texans say, too, by the way, Patrice. What are Puerto Ricans doing in Texas?
What are they doing here? Who bust them in?
Fuller is arrested on suspicion of fraud, along with unlawfully carrying a weapon and possession of marijuana after officers found less than 2 ounces of the drug and a .25 caliber handgun and magazine in his pocket. Very good.
There you go.
While inside a patrol
car... You need to get to the gun part.
Although he solved it in the first sentence. He said record label.
Mm-hmm.
And blues, yeah. Okay.
Black folks love a good record label.
While inside a patrol car, police say Fuller blurted out that he is starting his own record label and had been given the money by his girlfriend's mother to help him start it. Apparently breaking into the music business does not come cheap. Luckily for him, bail was a lot less expensive. Fuller was released from Mansfield Jail on Thursday after posting $3,750 bail. I'd make a $2 trillion bail.
You know, when will black people learn sometimes you just need to shoot for the stars and not the moon? What bank do you know will go? Do you want that in 20s?
When you're when you stole one of this person's checks, and you're thinking, how much money? Like, somehow, this person that owns the checkbook said or bragged or maybe bought the new Xbox 360, and you thought, This guy's fucking rich.
I'm a hundredaire.
But I think it's only a one-time go because I'm smart enough to know that about bank statements.
Get in, get out.
Get in, get out. A million, no. A billion, no. 6 billion, no. 100 billion, no. 400 billion, that's silly. Obviously, I'll be caught. 360 billion.
It's such a precise amount. You started off with an odd number.
$360 billion I'll go for.
Because $361 billion, the bank would have definitely called her.
I've been to check cash in place that they go, do we have your ID on file? And they yep. don't. I'm not necessarily doing something shady, but I'm like, yes. And I'm just thinking, like, please let this go through. Is that how he did?
Don't you sometimes, seriously, I run my card, I know I have money, and I stand there going, big money, big money, big right. money. No, right. no worries, no worries. It's a debit card. It's not even a credit card. I know that money's sitting in the bank. How do you walk in? You not even walk. You must have swaggered into the bank right. with this check like, happy days are here. What the fuck?
Trying to act so calm. I can do this. I watch movies. Slides over the money and they go, sir? Yeah, what's up?
Photo ID, here you go.
Yeah. You need my ID?
Did he think Sam Jackson was going to come out the back and give him a suitcase full of $360 billion? What bill? What
movie did he watch right before? Right.
The bank heist. I'll sign
movie.
For it.
Was that weed in his pocket?
Do you need me to sign for something, man? What's up?
I literally would have gone, if they went $360 billion, I put the decimal place in the wrong and moved it over a couple. Come on. $3,600 tops.
And he goes, sir, there's no way. This actually is impossible. $360,000.
You know? What do we have all this FDIC insurance for then?
Can you just cross out zeros until the getting's good?
How low can we go?
$360 billion. You know what? Let's make it $100 billion. Call it even. I'll get the fuck out.
So he turned Chase at the prices, right?
Yeah. Keep something for yourself. What's good? What's good? Lollipop? How do you as a bank teller, like... Yeah, this is funny.
You know what you do? You go, hold on one second. Let me just go get this validated. You go in the back and gather all your friends and just giggle.
How do you not think you're on some, like, show, the hidden camera show?
Yeah. We are in an era of a lot of reality television. You look around like, okay, Tanisha, stop playing. This is not funny. Did you call them?
After you put, if I was given $360 million, I'd like laugh.
Billion, Keith.
Billion, excuse me.
You can't even say it. It's that stupid.
It is that stupid. I would laugh at him, and then he would have had to go back like, yeah, I'm serious. You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't just go, yeah, hold on, I got to call the cops. This is so ridiculous. You wouldn't even think, you're like, okay, seriously, where's the real check? And then he had to go, that is the real check. I'm going to have to arrest you, I think.
Do you want big bills?
Yeah, you can, it's all good. It's all good.
Now, when they charge him, I know when you're doing check fraud, they charge you based on the amount.
Oh, he has to pay $30 for bouncing it, sure.
That's true. But $360 billion, how much jail time did he get for that? I mean, granted he didn't cash a check, but it's check fraud.
I'd give him 6 trillion years in jail. This man has no concept of numbers.
Since he like big math.
Yeah, he thinks that's 2 weeks. His big math, you get 6 trillion years in jail. See you on Thursday. I just keep doing things to fuck with him. You're out on Thursday. And that's what you're going to do when you're in jail. What are you in here for? Dude, he's going to think that, honestly, he was so close to owning $360 billion. Like, I was so fucking close.
I want to know who's on the label.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. Well, he could have bought some expensive...
It's him and Diddy.
Do you know the plans he had?
Notorious B.I.G.'s on the label.
This is the guy from Rain Man. How much is a candy bar? $100. How much is a new car? $100. He doesn't know anything. I was so close to having $360 billion. I was going to buy an island... And Grand Theft Auto.
He was just going to have the record label. That's it, Keith. He was a small man. He didn't have big dreams.
Oh, to be your parents. To be that person's parents.
I'm just all kinds of proud.
Oh, my goodness. $360 billion. I thought I told my kids about money and everything. Oh, well. Oh, well. That's right, Brother Love. He's black. Very good.
Good job. Brother Love always pulling up the rear.
DJ Trashy says he was going to hook up with 50 babillion cent.
That was fun.
He was thinking of his rapper name. Oh, my Lord, gravy. By the way, speaking about them, 58% of black people can't swim. Black children can't swim. Almost 60%. Nearly 60% of African-American children can't swim, almost twice the figure for white children, meaning 30% of whites can't swim, white children, according to the first-of-its-kind study which USA Swimming hopes will strengthen its efforts to lower minority drowning rates and draw more blacks into the sport.
I would like to say there are different factors at work in that statistic.
Okay.
Not everybody who is black lives near enough an ocean.
Not everybody who's white lives near enough an ocean.
But they make an effort.
I'm just
Black people, statistically, because 60% of the kids don't swim, 60% of their parents don't swim.
Right.
And a lot of people learn how to swim from their parents. Both of my parents don't know how to swim.
I don't think it's fair.
Both of your parents don't know how to swim.
Both of them don't know how to swim.
I don't think it's fair not to take that into account, because obviously there's more whites, and there's more whites than blacks.
Not
by oceans.
But there are entire islands.
That's why you're called minorities.
Not anymore. Things have been moving quite rapidly. It'll be the Mexicans by 2011 for the lead. But a lot of, like, people, even Caribbean people, a lot of Caribbean people, period, don't know how to swim. And they're surrounded and what? That's decoration.
But that negates your other point.
But I think it's do your parents know how to swim? Black people, historically, that's one of the true stereotypes about us. A lot of us don't know how to swim. We also don't ski. You don't need a whole magazine to figure that out. They don't live near the ocean. The effort isn't made, and your parents don't swim.
It isn't a shock. What do you think about this?
I don't agree with your ocean point.
No, she negated that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still don't agree with that. Okay. Stark statistics underlie the initiative by the national government body for swimming. Black children drown at a rate almost 3 times the overall rate. Is that because they're lazy and they just quit in the water?
Thinning of the herd. White children find other ways to die.
And less than 2% by
black... I'm wrong. They like to drink shit.
And be shot by black children.
They like to drink shit and shoot each other accidentally with dad's gun.
And less than 2% of USA Swimming's nearly 252,000 members who swim competitively year-round are black. What does that have to do with anything?
Ice-9 says the last time the blacks traveled over the water, they were enslaved.
Exactly.
So you wonder why you don't...
flashbacks. We don't feel nice. Stomach hurts.
They asked 1,772 children aged 6 to 16 in 6 countries, 2/3 of them black or Hispanic, to gauge what factors contributed mostly to the minority swimming gap. The study found that 31% of the white respondents could not swim safely, compared to 58% that were black. Hispanic, almost the same, 56% of Hispanic kids can't swim.
Yeah. Bruce is saying, when I was in the Navy boot camp, they had a no-swim group. You had to pass a swim test to continue. When I was there, everyone in it was black.
The guppies.
But Keith can't swim. He's the whitest guy.
There you go.
No, I'm not. I don't think I could be taught. I do not think I'm physically able to.
I have no fear of water. I have a ridiculous doggy paddle. But
yeah, Keith loves the water.
Actual swimming?
I'm not afraid of water. I will go out far too
far I know.
Than I'm supposed to. I will dive off a diving board.
You do it to the point that people forget you can't swim.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But you...
I'll take a kayak
out. You're a statistic.
But he can't even, like, keep floating.
I could dead man's float and I could doggy paddle.
That's the thing. It's like he doesn't understand the concept of floating.
If some shit went down, I think I'm good for maybe about 4 minutes.
I don't know that he is.
But see, his theory is that if I'm taller than the water, I've got a fighting chance.
But he doesn't
Which is also
know.
My theory. But you always don't know that you're not
he
taller than the water.
He jumps off the diving board.
Hey. Bro, love rating in from 30th Street. By the way, he can't swim either.
No.
There you go.
You're a Jew and you went to camp, probably.
There will not be a That's Keith okay. and the Girls swimming crew anytime soon.
Wow. What? Brother Love can't swim?
Yeah.
This boat that we're going on in August, better not.
Bunch of people that don't understand sunshine.
Better
and,
not.
And no one can swim.
Wow.
You better find out where your exits are and pay attention during that speech in the beginning.
I'm in shock.
I know usually we dismiss those speeches like, what the hell could go wrong? That's the start of every bad movie.
It is funny, like on the cruise, there are these announcements. Meanwhile, they let the cafeteria open right away in case you're hungry. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just eating, getting ice cream. And I'm like, I guess we should be listening, but I guess if no one else is.
I don't know. You put your floaty device thing
Look
on.
Look at you,
and
so dismissive. Maybe there's more to it. You got to get a paddle. You have to know where the fucking boats are. They only have a certain amount of boats. There's not a boat for everybody.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Kendall. You know who's going to find those boats first? Us non-swimmers.
There you go. I know where my floaty is. I would sleep with a floaty on just in case some shit goes down.
Wow. Nah. Nah.
Yeah, I don't like telling people I can't swim because I don't want them to worry. Once people knew that we couldn't swim during that outing, they treated me like a little pussy.
Well, they latched me on the back of the boat because I couldn't swim.
Yeah, but you
put your life in danger, and then that ends up putting my life in danger. If you're going down, you're very heavy.
What?
Water does not like my load.
That's the anger. That's the angle and glamour. First off.
Uh-huh.
That's because those straps are tying me up. It makes me look fat.
Keith, you are not fat. You're not
Thank
having
you.
A fat day.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, yeah.
No, but I would be on the... It is funny, like, I remember when I was on one of those speedboats before, and I like to be on a speedboat and lay
you
on
the
hood.
You are the most active non-swimmer ever.
In the water, right?
It would never occur to me to get on a speedboat because I could fall off.
I get on the hood of the speedboat, and I sit on it like it's a chair with my knees hanging out the front.
Oh, action, Jackson.
Leaning back, and my hands, like, on the back of me are holding me against the boat, or I lay flat on top of it, and it looks 3D. It's like a video game.
I have a question. Would you water ski?
I tried. I can't. I don't know how.
He did what are those jet skis? He did skis.
No, I mean water ski where you fall in the water and they have to double back to get you.
Yeah, I tried that. I couldn't do it.
Imagine.
But it has nothing to do with swimming. I mean,
that's
it seemed
hard.
Easy. I'm like, just hold on. But I don't know. I can't. I don't have like the balance. I don't know if it has anything to do with swimming balance.
So
or
when
not,
you fell in, then what?
Then I struggle to stay afloat until they come around.
Nice.
And I'm like, you better fucking hurry. Oh, this is what I got to say. When I was on one of those speedboats, and things like this happened when we went camping, and, you know, we had the kayak adventure. Somebody would, like, drop, like, maybe a beer fell in the water.
Right.
Or, I don't know, somebody's hat. And they're like, ah, you know, maybe I'm closer. Keith, can you grab my hat real quick?
No.
I'm like, no, I fucking... And I probably look down. It's probably like one of those vertigo moves. You know, everything's on three different planes. And I'm like, I can't go in. And I just want to be like, you want to get it? Like, no big deal. I don't want to be treated like a pussy, but if something falls in the water, I cannot get it.
No, I can't help you. I'm maintaining
right
now.
That's insane. That's insane to me. I would so learn how to swim in that position. You're insane.
I'm hoping, like a Zomiac, that the cruise doesn't turn into the Poseidon Adventure.
No, because then Fergie would show up. No one wants that.
Wow.
I do watch any of those movies. And I'm like, yeah, most of you can swim. What's the big deal? So the boat's going down. Swim.
Well, that's a different story.
You got time. Yeah.
The boat's going down. You're getting sucked in. The water's too cold. You can freeze to death. There's a whole another level to that.
Thankfully, you'll be in warm waters, so you'll be fine.
I can't even doggy paddle. Let me tell swimming teacher something. Yelling, you can't even? Doesn't make me able to do it.
No, that's true.
You know why? Because he gives up.
I wasn't talking about you, Henda.
Oh, no.
Damn. You don't have any secrets.
You know what? I'm going to call Glamour.
He was totally going to leave that alone.
I have some problems.
I think it's like learning how to drive. You can't have someone you know teach you.
You know, if you're a girlfriend and your boyfriend can't swim, don't even bother trying. You're just going to be the cunt who's making fun of him somehow. Like, well, you hold...
But was it funny? I mean, people who can't swim are humorous.
I mean, I'm also not a swimming teacher, so I'm like, let me do it and see what I feel. Mm-hmm. So you kind of hold your body tight. There's a lot of like ab things, you know,
right.
and then you pretty much hold your body on top of the water. Like if you need to tighten up and lift your body, especially your butt from the back. And he's like, oh, lift my body, huh? Oh, you want me to just float? What the fuck? How did this turn into me being an asshole?
I've done that before where you sort of like hold onto the edge of the pool and let yourself float.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I let my hands go, my whole body goes, you can't swim. And I go down.
I try holding him up and he's like, you're not holding me. You're not holding me. All right.
You're a big dude.
Jeez. I think I give up. But every time we go there and he's like, I can't swim. And I have to re-remember that this guy can't swim.
I like when you re-remember because you would think that you would recall.
No. I mean, it's getting there now because especially after last year's fiasco of like our fucking boat turns over and this guy decides he can't swim. And he doesn't have a life jacket on.
I chose it.
I didn't decide.
You chose it, Keith Mallory.
You don't have a life jacket on.
That was
stupid. You decided not to put on a life jacket.
That was kind of dumb.
Had I remembered that you can't swim, that shit would have been on the whole time. And you know you're white as anything, and you're under the sun all day, and now you don't have anything on. So you got burnt, and our boat overturned.
Now you being white is a problem because you can't swim. You can't swim, and you're white. And you know what else, Keith? You dance funny.
The boat turned over. You couldn't just pick me up and fly me to safety.
With your superpowers? No?
I decided not to swim.
But didn't you... I'm sorry if I'm remembering incorrectly. Did someone strap their life jacket to the beer cooler? Or is that me reimagining?
I may have
things?
Done that. Safety first.
Yeah. Asshole. I think I remember that.
Because, yes, they'll float, but they float one at a time away from you.
Uh-huh.
You got to decide, do I go to the group of
That's
five
right.
beers or the imported group of
and
three?
And he really, from top of the river till you guys got in that kayak, killed that beer. I would not want to be super drunk and non-swimming.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed sober because of the sun and because I can't swim. You were drunk, not swimming in a tube with no life jacket. Talk about I'll be right back.
Should we talk about Patrice and how she drinks?
You can talk about how I drink. I'm not scared of you. I don't drink in the water. At least get out of the water, and I'm not white. Your first problem was being white.
Beth from Philly is offering me and Patrice swimming lessons. You know what? There's no point. I remember a long time ago, me and Patrice talked about we were going to take swimming lessons, and I don't know if we will or not, but there's really just no point. People don't understand. If I put a gun to your head and tell you to, Brother Love was just saying this, and tell you about to doggy pedal, I'll bet you'd do it. We would tell you to just shoot. Just shoot us, because there is no point. Decided not to swim.
I meant to not have your life jacket on. Oh. That's awesome.
Hello, Brooklyn. How okay. You doing?
Right.
No, I keep saying I'm going to go take swimming lessons, and it never happens because I feel dumb.
Dude,
I'm an adult, and I have to... Because at this point, when you go, you can't go with the non-swimmer class because it's always a class full of kids. And then you have to buy the private lessons, and it feels stupid. So, no, I don't know when I'm going to learn how to swim. It's an aim. But it's on my bucket list, but I don't know when it's right. going to happen.
And at the same time, you know, Keith G. from Fort Lauderdale saying, I would be a funny visual to see Keith on the cruise playing poker with a bright orange vest on. I'm going to take my chances.
I always go for the water wings. It's nice to have some floaties going.
You can't live life like you're scared.
You can't.
You know, anything can happen. You could drown on a teaspoon of water.
Oh, right.
If you drink while you're in the water, yes, you can.
All right, let's get to some gossip, Patrice.
Sure.
I don't like being picked on.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying.
But before we continue, since we're on the cruise, don't forget that the deadline's coming up May 7th. And people are still our friend Cheese.
Cheese is gone.
He's looking for a roommate.
Yeah. Cheese's resort where it's going to kill all you hoes.
Well, he's looking for a roommate. So, and if you are looking for a roommate, keithandthegirl.com/events. It has the cruise information. It also has an option to find your roommate under one of the links. So if you want to be Cheese's roommate, and I would.
I don't know why you would not want to be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you hate good bud.
You should even just interview people and see if they're worthy of being Cheese's roommate.
Cheese, I'll be happy to do that for you.
There you go. Take application.
Keithandthegirl.com/events.
Thank you, Chai Babs from west of Chicago. I was a lifeguard and swimming instructor. You ready? You ready for how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
This will help you too, Patrice.
Do I need to write this down?
Relax and don't tense up.
Oh, okay.
Done.
Well, I think he was going against my, you have to tense up. See, I think you need to use some of your muscles.
You need to engage things.
Yeah, I think. That's the thing. I don't know.
Relax and don't tense up. How about I fly a plane by going straight?
All right, the big story I'm hearing is Dennis Rodman punching out bitches.
Girl, he thought it was Grand Theft Auto come to life. He was in Los Angeles at a hotel. He was arrested for domestic battery. He was taken into custody at 10 o'clock. He hit a woman in his hotel room. His lawyer is claiming that he had too much to drink. When they returned to the hotel, they started arguing and a minor altercation broke out where Dennis grabbed her by the arm and left a bruise. The woman unfortunately says that's not what happened, that he beat a bitch down. He plans to enter rehab immediately upon returning to Florida because, according to his lawyer, his drinking has been escalating in the last 6 weeks due to a nasty divorce and not seeing his children in over 2 months.
His lawyer, stupid. Guilty.
Yep. Guilty.
Guilty.
He didn't say no comment.
Yeah, or, I don't know, I think, you know, you grab a girl, sometimes if you're Dennis Rodman, you're like, you know,
you
six whatever and 200 whatever pounds, you might leave a mark by accident, like what's right. his face with the bunny,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I'm sorry, what?
Lenny.
Right, that's true, Lenny and the bunny. Go ahead, I'm caught up.
Let her tell her stories.
I think
if you came to brunch, Keith, you would know all of this.
By the way,
what's that book?
I know, Mice and Men.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Anyway, but yeah, you do need to remember the history where he doesn't have a good way with women and just shut the fuck up.
He don't like to woo.
Bitch, you in or you out?
It's just call and demand.
Maybe he doesn't know. Like, he dresses like a woman, he fucks men like a woman, and he doesn't know.
He's very confused gender. He's got gender issues.
I hit a little harder than a woman.
Maybe he said girlfriend before he hit her. Like, girlfriend, don't even talk to me like that.
Oh, yeah, if he said girlfriend. I hope somebody brings that up in court.
It's a moot point.
Did you start with girlfriend? All right.
new television. Now that TV's back from strike, everyone's trying to get their hands in, and reality TV is always the biggest venue for that. G4, which is the game channel on basic cable, has a new TV series for summer.
I think we're supposed to be on G4. One of them.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt. It's the techie channel.
No, behind the scenes.
There you go. The series is going to be called Hurl! Contestants will try to consume the largest quantity of
food. Oh, God. Oh, God.
After chowing on...
Wait. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I have the title in front of me. Hurl! With an exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Like now, not later.
And you see who can eat the most shit?
You see who can eat the most food. American favorites like hot dogs, blueberry pie, chicken pot pie. The contestants must then, after eating as much as they possibly can, endure serious physical challenges like carnival rides, belly flops off a high dive, and mechanical bull riding. You know, without hurling. Exclamation point.
It's Fear Factor, but they're trying to make you sick.
Yes, Fear Factor, you get to eat nice food, but then you can't throw up.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. Fear Factor
Factor is disgusting food. You're
no, but
maggots.
This, you get to eat nice food, but then you have to not throw it up.
I know in Trinidad Tobago, they love horse rectum, but we don't consider that good food over here in the States.
What's with you with fucking up country names? What's up? I heard about you.
Like, you Australians don't have kid touchers. Oh, my God, you make one fucking mistake. Anyways.
These two Nisian people, they're so ridiculous.
I'm focusing on Australia now. Point made,
it's
Australia.
Okay, because I called
Australia, as you like to say.
I say Austria instead.
They don't like that.
I called assassins Asians because I read it wrong.
Well, a lot of assassins are Asian. They're quite quick. They're a quick people.
That was stupid.
That ninja shit don't come from nowhere. They made it up.
I'm just racist.
Ninjas are fast.
Do they ever try to psych them out? Like Keith G is writing in. Like, what about Finnish ice cubes?
No, just straight food.
Like, they're sitting there doing it, and they go...
Season 2, maybe.
By the way, you thought nothing was wrong with the apple pie. We shat in it!
Ah, so now you want to hurl.
Maybe you want to.
You need to go talk to them, Keith.
But do you want to
you
lose?
You better put a TM on that.
I'll look into it.
If they survive the round, it's back to the food table to wolf down a different course, then it's back to the physical challenge. So they're holding off, and whoever ends up having eaten the most food without throwing up... wins. They're going to win cash prizes and an Iron Stomach Award. I
can't imagine them getting so many exciting contestants that I'll YouTube
it's going to be a whole bunch of assassins.
You seem surprised you can make up awards. So you know they're all made up, right? I personally have 7 black Oscars. We call them Leroy's.
When we were talking earlier about Gary Coleman going to the divorce court.
Right. Originally, what I had heard the premise was is that he and the wife were going for a sort of arbitration to work out their issues. Turns out, nope. Today and tomorrow, they're actually getting divorced. So they're going to be talking about why the relationship went wrong.
Who cares why?
Well, the audience cares why. Otherwise, there's no show.
Do you do that in regular divorce court, though?
Divorce court, yes.
Even if you're not splitting money? Like, whose fault?
No, because what you get to do is you come into the court, so-and-so is leaving such and such.
Right.
Okay. Judge Maybelline Ephraim Prasad.
Right.
And then the judge goes, what happened? Why are you guys getting divorced? Well, judge, what happened was, it's Jerry Springer without the sometimes they do have the paternity test, actually.
Well, Keith, like, you can't get a divorce without having a reason. Even if it's just irreconcilable.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like,
because you could get married without provocation.
I really don't like a motherfucker. Well, I could put you down for irreconcilable differences. That sounds nice. Like, I really fucking hate him. Sorry, you have to live together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it. Like, why would you want me to force it to work?
It's not I'm going to kill this person out of the marriage.
Right.
I'm just going to live somewhere else.
Well, they need to know how they're going to split things up. Who's wrong is basically the question.
But they never have money in these shows.
That's true.
Well, they have things. I mean, you know, we don't have money, but
they have trailers.
Who's going to share the Dale Earnhardt clock? I understand there are things.
Who's getting the TV?
Wait, Dale Earnhardt or Earnhardt Jr.? Because that's important.
I haven't been watching the show.
That's important.
Well, how much of an asshole has he been?
If it's a junior, whatever, whoever can have it. But if it's Dale Earnhardt, that's a classic. The man's dead, Keith. Have some respect.
So now but are they trying to work it out? You're saying they're not trying to work it out.
They're not trying to work it out. They're actually getting divorced on the show.
Now, here's the thing, though. She's got nothing.
She came with nothing. She's got nothing. He's got nothing.
I think they're just paying them, obviously.
They're
right?
Fame whoring, and they're getting paid for being on the show.
They did have sex. Did they have sex?
Says them.
Okay, I believe it.
Why not?
I believe it because she looks like she wants a good, like, not a good fuck, a fucking.
She looks like she wants a good fuck, so I'd marry Gary Coleman.
No. I'm saying she looks
she's
like.
From Appalachia?
She looks like she wouldn't go without it, so might as well try this
fucking
guy.
Who said it was him? But what are you fucking Gary Coleman for? What's the point of that?
Well, that is kind of funny. Like, what you talk? That's kind of funny, right?
I mean, not at 40.
Say it.
Not at 40.
Do you want to? Let me tell you what he does with apple pies, right? He will, if Gary Coleman makes you sad, he takes those little apple pies, crust things, those 50 cents apple pies, and he eats the outside of the crust so that when you get it, it's nothing but all fruit with a little bit of crust.
Is this one of the episodes that
yes.
I missed? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Different Strokes. He'll do that for, he did it for Todd. He'd do it for me.
No,
sure.
But do you remember when his one misstep was the epilepsy jokes? That wasn't funny.
What was that? No.
When he went, the girl who had epilepsy, he went, we should hand her a glass of ice cream, so then when she shakes, we'll have milkshakes. That wasn't funny. Maid didn't think that was, Mrs. Garrett didn't think that was humorous.
Well, but he learned from them.
I mean, he did learn, but remember the time with Dudley? He didn't help Dudley out when Dudley got conned for going in that bike with the dude that was taking the child porn. He acted like nothing happened. He just went home. Kimberly had to call and tell Mr. Drummond to come get Dudley.
Well, that's why Kimberly went on drugs and killed herself.
Yeah.
Let's not cross hairs here, Kevin. That was real life.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
DJ Trashy. That's why she'd married him, right? Different Strokes. Just saying.
Nice.
Oh, I thought it was like a all right. I thought that was a different joke. Mm-hmm. They trick me sometimes.
They trick me into saying dumb shit sometimes.
On occasion. Speaking of saying dumb shit, Renee Zellweger, in an effort to remain relevant.
I'm sorry. 1 second.
Sure.
Somebody rating. $10 says, what you talking about, Judge Maybelline?
I'll take that.
And if anybody else wants it, email me.
I think he's like, what's her name from the Brady Bunch? Middle daughter. He totally hates.
Yeah, he hates saying
that. Oh, he hates
that.
It.
He doesn't.
They tried to get him to say it on The Surreal Life, and he hates it.
That shit hurts him emotionally. You could tell. He just recoils. Like,
you know what's so dumb, though?
What happened?
I get it. You do want to be different.
Right.
But it's not working out. Now, either have some integrity, and
right.
I'm sorry that it's tough to go get work, or just flat out and say it. But you don't have integrity by doing divorce court.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I
have integrity
thing,
or don't have
his
integrity.
His thing has always been that he did try getting a real job. He was just, remember when he was a security guard and girlfriend flipped out and he had to jump on the car and the picture was funny?
Okay, but he would rather be an actor. He wasn't getting
acting
parts.
But he was never going to get cast for Shakespeare, period. Let's put it that way.
No, but he will. Exactly. So now that he knows that, instead of doing this stupid shit, exactly, go. I bet you every show on Adult Swim would take you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg Brady. He's headlined at Vegas. Like,
somebody would do the Gary Coleman show and
Vegas.
Gary Coleman would have to
even
come back.
Even if it was Gary Coleman's review of people who do really strange shit. Like, you could make it spin it how you want to spin it, but he's really not into the whole saying, what you talking about?
Brother Love is a great point. A cartoon with Mr. T and Gary Coleman.
Oh, that'd be hot.
His little mini-me.
If they get Webster involved, I'm there every Saturday.
Nobody has vision. Oh, well.
Renee Zellweger. She decided that she needed to be in the press because she hasn't been lately. And her quote was, I know it sounds so crazy, but I really cherish it when someone is mean because they're just having a bad day and they don't recognize that, you know, Tom Cruise. And so they don't alter their behavior in any way. I love it. I love it when the stewardess is just nasty.
What?
So somebody said, hey.
Someone said good morning and this fell out of her mouth.
So she's saying, stewardess was mean to me, but they don't understand. I know Tom Cruise.
Yes, that I'm famous. So I like it when I'm treated normal, like, you know, you normal people.
Wow, that's a really not normal way of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
She really has to iron her face.
I'm sure she'll get right on that, Keith. Newest trend in Hollywood, face ironing. Is dry cleaning an option? Because irons are hot.
I do eyebrow threading and face ironing.
Nice.
You're such a crazy.
That wasn't even English, but I think you said crazy fucking retard somewhere in there. Was that what that was?
Crazy fucking person.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Patrice.
I don't know.
Oh, you were right.
There's a game show in there somewhere.
What is Henda saying?
When she cracks up. Look, I can't wait until Jeopardy on the boat. That's all
come
I
on,
say.
Like, if we could get Gary Coleman on the boat and have Gary Coleman tossing,
I would
get enough money that it is
tossing,
worth his time. Divorce court, Patrice.
I guess. But tossing
this
shit,
I would be, if I switched. I wish I was Gary Coleman. Now, if for some reason, did I change? No. I was hoping at the same time maybe he was saying I wish I was Keith Malley and it would have worked out. But if for some reason I had Gary Coleman's life right now, abuse me. And then I'm back to my billion-dollar man. And then you know what? My checks would be able to take out $360 billion a week.
You'd be living like Vern Troyer.
Oh, the shit you could do to me. Oh, my God.
You'd be like Mini-Me.
Yes, but fucking really working it.
Drunk but happy.
I'd be cooler than Mini-Me. I really would. I have more options. As Gary Coleman, I'd have more options than Mini-Me does. Absolutely. Gary Coleman's much cooler.
Gary Coleman could have been Mini-Me. He just didn't want the role.
Are you serious?
Oh, no, but he's black and the whole thing.
No. No.
Didn't know I said it with that much conviction, but no, not really.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
All right, what else is going on, Patrice?
The new 90210, they're still working out the kinks, the details. Hillary Duff may be joining the cast. She may be one of the central characters. I care. It's 90210.
Are you going to see it?
That makes sense, though,
theater?
Doesn't it?
Are you
yeah.
Gonna, I don't know. Are you going to see it in the theater?
No, it's a TV show.
90210, not Sex in the City.
I'm not going to see that Sex in the City mess.
I thought we were making fun of it in the movie.
You're not going to make fun.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be serious, and I can't deal with that, because then you're going to ask me to remember plot points, and I didn't watch the last two seasons.
I thought that we would make martinis.
I mean, we could do that if we bring martinis. That's fine.
I thought that would
be. I'm just saying. I didn't know if you were playing about that part.
I saw Street Kings from the Raider of Training Day.
Yes.
Kind of obvious.
Even with Keanu Reeves in it?
Yeah, pretty. He doesn't bother me.
He did a good job, like, for once, I think.
He's gotten better as he's gotten older.
I don't know about that, but this one's all right.
He understands his place. He understands that serious thespian is not what anyone needs from him.
No, he was no pretty more serious on this, though. No yeah, more... he took away his accent, though, but I decided after this movie, no more shoot-em-ups for me. That's enough.
I've decided no more horror lately. I saw 28 Days Later the other day, and I didn't feel good after.
Horror was out for me a couple years ago.
I didn't feel good after.
No more shoot-em-ups.
Especially realistic horror, where shit could actually happen.
Yeah.
It was some aliens and shit, fine, whatever. But when it's people getting viruses and just like, oh, no.
I realize it now for sure that Hunter can't take it. I think he was playing Grand Theft Auto.
It's
and
jarring.
McNally's and 80-pound McNally's stepping on somebody, and she goes, oh, my God, hey, pixels.
I don't understand horror movies in the sense that what do you get from watching someone be killed?
What do you get out of anything?
No, but that especially. It just seems so unnecessary.
What do you get? You get it. What do you get out of listening to angry music? When John Petrie stole my stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but did you have a flashback?
If I wrote the one of her most influential albums in my life, somewhere right near the top would be Limp Bizkit's Hot Dog Flavored Water. And I listen to that instead of punching people the fuck out. That is true.
I understand.
You can make fun of him and his...
No, I understand.
But I'm telling you, fucking Half Nelson...
What noise was that? Okay.
Half Nelson kept me from knocking people out.
Okay, I understand that.
So horror movie, like, it lets out, whatever.
What does it let out? Because it's visual. It's not the same as, like, music where you can attach a memory. I don't go, ooh, I remember that time Freddy Krueger killed all them people. I feel so much better right now.
I think this is one of those things that no one could really explain to you.
Unless it's a thing you like.
You either feel it or you don't. What do I get out of, like, watching other people cry?
Because I don't like it. You're watching a movie, a motherfucker jumps out a corner. I don't like that feeling. That's not a nice feeling.
It's the same as roller coasters. People like to be scared
a little bit. I don't like that
shit either. Yeah, so you're not going to, he's not going to be
able to. What the fuck am I turning upside down for? Now what? What if you fall out? if I was meant to be upside down, I'd be able to do that shit on my own.
It gets the heart moving. You know, you never have a nightmare and you're like, holy shit, I haven't had a nightmare in 15 years. That was exciting.
Oh, God.
I only have one nightmare and it happens quarterly. Otherwise, I don't do that.
What's that?
It's my apocalypse nightmare. We're outside, everything looks like the Grand Canyon, and I'm at the house at my apartment where I grew up, and it's just me and my mother. And I can't get outside because I can't swim. Because there's like little water going through the canyons and there's a couple drawbridges. But I can't go a fucking place because we're on the 7th floor. I never check to see if the elevators work, but it's just me and my mother in the house.
I bet there's no way to figure out what that means, but...
I would have... Keith, I'm sure there's so many signals there I'm not seeing.
So anyway, we go to see these two... Oh, and we saw Baby's Mama, which, with Tina Fey.
I kind of liked it.
I guess, sure.
It was way better than I thought it would be, and I realized Tina Fey has like a good sense of humor.
I think,
you know, even when she does the corny jokes, they're done well.
I like her better than the movie, but yes.
Yeah,
interesting.
And before that was the promo to Sex in the City before both these movies. And do you want me to tell you something?
Go for it.
I mean, it's in the promo. So.
I can get carried away.
Okay, the Mona. Whoops. She really looks like a friend of ours. You know what I'm talking about? The skinny lawyer.
Miranda.
I don't think she looks like Mona.
I think she does. Miranda has this nerdy boyfriend.
Husband.
Right? Husband?
Yeah.
Husband?
Well, according to the previews, he cheated on her.
He did not.
Yeah. So they have to work through that.
But who was he cheating with?
Right, you don't know.
She
who
met him.
Knows?
He was nobody. He had nothing. He had nothing. Him. Do you remember that apartment?
Oh, the fight. You don't want to see this movie, huh, Patrice? No.
Isn't that like the first season, though?
I
that's really early in the game.
But yeah.
And Carrie believed that she's going to get married and everything will be happily ever after. Well, guess what? That's actually the beginning. And it looks
married
like
to Big or Barishnikov?
Big. And it looks like she runs away from the wedding.
That's I don't it. Even know what to do with that information.
That's it. And then in Diamonds, it says Sex in the City.
And then what's her name?
I don't know.
Samantha?
No, keep going.
The
good looking one.
Charlotte.
Goody Two-Shoes, yeah.
They buy an Asian baby.
They bought an Asian baby on the actual television show.
Oh, they did. Okay, the Asian baby's grown up now.
Yeah.
Patrice does know everything.
Secrets.
Now it's however long older.
Oh, someone in the movie dies.
I think you mentioned that last week. But
yes.
It might not be one of the main characters.
And it's not Samantha.
I hope it's that cheating husband.
It's probably Charlotte's husband because that'd be the most tragic. And then it's her and the Asian baby.
The Jew.
You can you give an Asian baby like that? I mean, you don't have the partner that you bought it with.
It turns out they have some disease that she
carried
in. Is there
something in the warranty? You get to get. Well, no. He'll die and then she'll find out she's really pregnant because, you know, the stress is gone because they now have the Asian baby.
Ew.
I wrote part two.
I know I brought it up, but can we move on?
I'm sorry. See why I can't, don't want to, but have to see this movie? Damn it, they're going to get my $13.
God, that's expensive.
I know.
Okay, so what's up next? Nickelback. Something.
Nickelback? I thought this might be of interest, Keith.
Hold on, wait a second. Do you want to hear a little behind the scenes?
No!
Huh?
What happened?
Here's a little behind the scenes.
Did I miss something?
No, not at all.
Come on!
Yeah? No?
I don't know, yes.
Okay. All right, so Patrice knows the gossip that's going on, and and I like to know the gossip, too, so that Patrice isn't left hanging.
I told you it's my first day!
So I said, you know what, how about, like, sometimes I would have a copy also of the main points that we're going to talk about during Gossip Thursdays, and it's like, well, why don't we give it to him, too? So, yes, there was too long of a pause, only for our show, no other show.
Yeah.
Our show's like, a fucking second? Debris, talk! And so that was him this way and moving on. So I got here Nickelback ting.
And number four.
I went to the next room and I was like, babe, you handed me the info. That does not mean I'm going to do it right.
So is anything happening with Nickelback ting? I'm hearing this thing on this. Everywhere I go, my friends are like, the Nickelback ting.
Hold on, let me check. Nickelback.
Oh, good. That would have been awkward.
And by the way, that's number five.
Actually. Chad Kroeger, the lead singer, was sentenced Thursday to a one-year ban on driving. He was found guilty of DUI. He was stopped in 2006 in his Lamborghini in Vancouver and found to be twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system. His legal name is Chad Turton, and he told reporters as he left the courthouse that he does not condone drinking and driving, but everyone makes mistakes.
Okay.
He was fined $600 Canadian, which is $590 American. Yay, recession.
But he can't drive for a year?
For a year.
Who cares? He
That's
got off
fine.
So easy. Because he can have people drive him around. He's
got
off money.
He got off super easy. He didn't kill anybody.
Okay, but now that he didn't kill anybody, he's supposed to be going to jail.
I mean, you got enough money to get a car and a driver. Half of these people should be assigned cars and drivers. I don't understand. If you have any kind of money and you're famous and scandal is an issue, you've already dodged the bullet of not having a sex tape, I would have a driver. I would have somebody just follow me around and make sure that my pants are pulled up, that there's nothing hanging from my face.
When I get out of the car, maybe they'll just block me.
No, get the obscure the vagina, please.
You also don't, regular people don't go to jail for their first drinking and driving.
He was double the limit.
Double the limit in a Lamborghini speeding. There's a lot of factors at work.
That's some pretty heavy things. And you could do time for that.
You can do better than he could have got community service. He could have got, like, you know, you have to do a PSA.
They could have taken... Why? My license was revoked. I never drove drunk. Revoke his license.
I think I would have made him, like, for 30 to 60 days, you can't make a song that sounds like your songs.
He wouldn't have known what to do.
Wow, it's a tough time.
Except put out a greatest hits album. Because I already made those. It's not cheating.
This goes good for gossip. Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. Nick Cannon are married or getting together.
They are getting married this week in the Bahamas on an island called Windmere, I believe. The wedding is being prepped for right now.
Now, let me explain who these people are. Obviously, everybody knows Mariah Carey. Nick Cannon's the dude from MTV.
Wild and Out.
That's a little skit show.
Right,
you do
and before
improv.
That, he was a kid actor on Nickelodeon.
Do they seem together at all?
They're both corny.
They've known each other
Nick
for a
Cannon
while.
Nick Cannon seems smarter, doesn't he? He seems like he has attitude and he's smarter.
27 and he's been the executive producer of like three shows now, one of them before he was 21. Like Nickelodeon, his second series, he was an executive producer and one of the main writers.
This is another thing of like guys will put up with anything for vagina that they want.
And it's also a case of you get me, I'll get you. She's got an album that just came out. We got to stay relevant. He's got whatever projects he's working on. It's a way to stay relevant. He broke up with his fiance, Salida Ebanks, who is the brown girl from the Victoria's Secret ad, last year. And it turns out there was a little... I mean, there's always mini scandals within the scandal. Like, oh, they're getting married. Okay, they're dating. They're whatever.
I could see what Keith is saying, though. Like, she is such a dummy with nothing going on.
And she's 39 to his 27, which is fine, but eh. But the scandal for today, besides the fact that they were getting married, is whether or not he gave her the same ring he gave the fiance last year. It's been confirmed by Jacob the Jeweler, rest easy, that is a different ring. He has spent another $2.5 million on a 17-carat
well
ring.
Well worth it. Whatever, for whoever
when,
it is.
I don't like the tone of your voice. When you're wooing a butterfly, like Mariah Carey.
Was he wooing Mariah Carey or, what the fuck is her altered dumb name?
Mimi.
But Mimi Cherry, is that where you got your fucking name from?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you just put it all together?
Jesus,
did you have a moment?
Wow. Okay.
So yes, they should be married by the end of the week. No worries.
Now Mimi has to stand for some, right?
I don't know.
I bet it's short for some.
It's French for hoe.
Oh, all right.
She's coming on the cruise.
I think she should room with cheese.
Oh, right, poor curious?
Cheese. He couldn't climb out of those titties if he tried. Cheese wouldn't be lost at sea. He'd be lost at nipple.
Is there a Family Guy spinoff?
You know Keith Davis.
That's number 8.
I hate you both.
Family Guy today.
You know I could just edit you the fuck out after
Family
this.
Guy creator Seth MacFarlane has signed a new series to Fox. It's going to be a spin-off of the popular character Cleveland. Cleveland's going to get his own show for 13 episodes.
Cleveland's the black guy.
He's the black friend with the afro, with the monotone spooky voice.
Right.
And he is going to... I don't see ratings being a problem. I think they have enough of an audience now. But with Family Guy, they've ridden, you know, back and forth. They went to Cartoon Network for a while. They came back to Fox. So they've pretty much given him carte blanche by signing him up for 13 episodes initially. They didn't say make a pilot, let's see where this goes. Right. They bought an entire season of the show.
So funny. Is that show doing that good nowadays?
Family Guy is doing a lot better now. It's one of those shows
that's doing better than being canceled, true.
It's doing better than being canceled. It's doing better than being auctioned off to Cartoon Network. But also, they're finding that it's something that does really well online and does well in DVD. So that money is starting to be more relevant. Just how radio sort of... just only enhanced situations.
Right.
They're not relying as hard as TV. Just for instance, like parallel that, Gossip Girl. Love Gossip Girl. I didn't realize I don't watch Gossip Girl on television until they actually did the numbers and took Gossip Girl away from being online because they wanted to try to convert people to watching it on television because the television ratings were shit.
Just so you know, you could never... Mm-hmm. ever judge me for watching Sex in the City when
yes,
you
I can.
Watch that shit.
Yes, I can. Because Gossip it's so,
Girl,
it's
I cannot even tell the difference between the girls.
No, you know why it's not? Sex in the City, what does that do? It makes Midwestern women in their 40s put on asshole outfits and come to New York City and decide they're having Sex in the City weekend.
Okay, fine. I get that. I give you that.
Okay.
However.
Gossip Girl.
Makes little girls think that they want to fucking...
They had Britney for that. This makes you think that 16-year-olds can walk into bars and order Grenco Martinis and talk about their lives. It's like
Girl.
Dawson's Creek on meth. That shit is crazy.
Gossip Girl.
You gotta watch that shit. Sex in the City's dumb, too.
So here's what I have to say.
And that's what.
Here's what I think about the Cleveland spinoff, which, of course, obviously.
Are we back
to
number 8, Keith?
I'm trying. And I'll definitely see it.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But. What was good for them about Family Guy is that if you ever wanted to do a Cleveland episode, you would, and nobody at home would bat their eyes. You want to do a dog and baby episode, you could, and nobody would care.
Now you're riding hard on
now
the Cleveland
you can only aspect. Use like Cleveland characters
because it becomes do the other characters cross over into the Cleveland show? Or is it Cleveland and his wife?
But Cleveland would have to be involved somehow.
It's going
to
be Cleveland and his whole black family, you know, living out every black stereotype ever.
Hmm.
Okay.
I think Jimmy J.J. Walker is going to turn up at some point.
I already said I'll watch it.
Okay. J-Lo, another correction. I said previously that she was going to be doing a reality show. It turns out someone at the network at Discovery Health has said it's not going to be a reality show. It is going to be a documentary, which is way more respectable.
Same thing, different name.
Same thing, different name. And we're not going to quick cut it as much to haha, isn't this funny about me and the twins, the baby spit up food. It's going to be a real gritty look.
Into what?
A J-Lo as a Korea woman, being an actress, singer, dancer.
Now mother.
And now a mother. And Mark Anthony's wife. You know how much protein she has to give that man every day to keep him alive? Huh, Hemta? You know how many chicken breasts that takes? He's on the edge.
No other mother has a career and twins.
But what? But not while the actress, singer, dancers. And good at each one.
What?
She was a fly girl, Hemda. Don't take that away from her.
No, that I'm never taking away from her.
You saw those bike shorts.
I love it.
What's that, in living color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was hot. Oh, man, I wanted to be a fly girl.
Really?
Oh, are you kidding me?
I never got it. That's when I went to the bathroom.
That's all I wanted. I was 16 years old. I wanted to be on that MTV stupid dancing show.
I wanted to be a weigh-ins. That would have been
fun. The grind.
Oh, with Eric Nies.
My mother didn't let me try out.
That's when grown men used to wear bicycle shorts. That's the third thing. Real tight
don't
pants.
Don't point at me. I don't wear it.
Real tight pants on dudes, not cool. Beyonce and Jay-Z have gotten married. The marriage license was filed, so it confirms it. But it turns out that their marriage was originally supposed to happen later in the fall, but it was pushed up because reportedly Beyonce is pregnant, and she has strong Christian values and believed they should be married if she was going to have a child.
Oh, that's real strong and Christian. Good job.
Didn't keep it from getting knocked up, Hope.
No, it didn't. Jesus wanted it that way.
Yes.
Well, very good. I wish them all the best. From Renee Zellweger to Beyonce and Jigger, up back to Chad from Nickelback.
He says Jigger because Jigger. He says nigger. Because
he's nigger Jigger.
Because he knows that Jigger rhymes with nigger.
He wrote a whole song about it being your nigger Jigger.
Thank you.
Jigger Jigger, your nigger.
Well, he confused me then.
I know.
Somebody wrote in, isn't Cleveland divorced? You'll have to wait till the episodes to find out.
That's a whole episode.
Gary Coleman can get a cameo on Cleveland.
I mean, what's Cleveland's job? There's so many things to talk about Cleveland that we haven't broached yet. Is Quagmire coming? He's got to take Quagmire with him. I don't see it working elsewise.
We'll see. I'll definitely watch it. Mm-hmm. Any announcements before we leave, baby doll?
Yes. First of all, roommates, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about keithandthegirl.com/live video.
Oh, shit.
He's running around the room virtually.
I do that in Grand Theft Auto.
No, I understand.
I run down with my shotgun. Oh, shit. Kate, they don't even have shotguns. I wouldn't know. Do you know how long it takes before my fucking guy gets a weapon?
You got to push up, up, left, right, down, down.
I have a knife, and I don't know how we got a gun somehow. I don't know how. But it doesn't let me use the gun on things
because
I'm not
shit?
Supposed to have a gun.
You don't have bullets. You have a gun.
No, I have a gun and bullets, but some people I can't shoot because I'm not supposed to have a gun yet.
Well, you can't shoot bystanders. That's always a thing, isn't it?
Of course you can.
I thought you couldn't shoot people that weren't doing nothing.
This isn't Mario Brothers. This is a real game.
I didn't say turtles, Keith. I said gun. Don't be ignorant.
You can absolutely shoot people that aren't doing anything. It's like real life.
I thought that was
life.
The thing that you couldn't.
It's just like real life.
Please. No. That would be stupid.
That's terrible.
You would stand in line for a game where you can't do anything to innocent people.
I don't like that.
Oh, Patrice.
That's why I like Zelda.
Because you free the princess.
Exactly. And you brush
There's
your
a
horse.
Goal.
You brush your horse and train your hawk.
No, I think Hamda said that last night. We were beating up on somebody and she's with a baseball bat. And she said, what did that person do to you?
Like, exactly.
Oh, my God. You don't get it. Nothing.
I mean, I understand slapping a hoe for kicks. That's different. But just beating people for no reason isn't okay.
Well.
So anyway, keithandthegirl.com/live video.
We do the show live. Obviously, we're getting feedback in. And we always talk about the cameras and look at the cameras and blah, blah, blah. And until now, it wasn't free with the cameras.
Well, it's not free for the cameras.
Now it's absolutely free.
Now it's
every
absolutely.
Every live show, you'll be able to see everything going on in the room. keithandthegirl.com/live video. It's free. Macs are able to use it.
Any computer.
As well
as Windows.
As well as Windows.
That's a nice addition.
So the chat's going to be, you're going to be able to chat with each other on there, look at each other on there. And we made a Keith and the Girl page. Again, keithandthegirl.com/live video. The stuff's going to be, it's there now. and the chat's going to be switched over there. There's, those of you who are on the forums, we're going to put some of the information on there as well. But it's all right there.
That's Keith, really everything.
Yeah, keithandthegirl.com/live video. We're really, really excited about it.
That's cool.
Because it just allows everybody who listens live. Exactly.
Everybody gets
exactly.
to participate, and there's a lot of features that you weren't able to do before. You can people can talk at the same time. You can determine specifically at home on your computer whose voice you hear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like this video, this aspect before. You weren't able to see who's looking at your video, and I've always been curious. And now you can see who's jerking off to you.
It's very sliver.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Now you could tell who's looking at your computer.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I'm such a stalker. That's not good for me.
It must be a hide function for admins.
So instead of doing the show tomorrow, the live show tomorrow at midnight, we're moving it to Saturday at midnight, only for this week. So we'll see you next Saturday at midnight.
People are giving me the codes, by the way, to Grand Theft Auto to get weapons. I apologize. I have to earn it.
You're organic about your gaming.
I am organic.
That's very nice. I like that.
I'll slap the shit out of a girl that did nothing to me on the side of the road.
Oh, it's not nice.
But I got to play fair. I got to play like real life. Thank you very much, Patrice.
Not a problem.
Patrice's website, of course.
Popscribe.com. Patrice and John, they give you the gossip all week long. Go to popscribe.com when you miss Patrice, when she's not here.
See you Saturday.
KeithandTheGirl.com.